from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Seven dead as armed assailants hold up inside of a Baghdad shopping mall. Unidentified attackers charged into a shopping mall in eastern Baghdad Monday, spraying gunfire in a crowded area after a car bomb exploded outside and killed at least seven people. Security sources said it was not clear if the assailants, who may have been wearing suicide vests, had killed anyone or taken hostages at the mall in the predominantly Shiite Muslim district of Baghdad. Police said, however, that seven people were killed and at least 14 others wounded in the car bomb blast itself. We'll keep you updated at voanews.com on this evolving story. Pakistan is hosting today a key meeting of top Afghan, U.S. and Chinese officials. Ayaz Ghul files this report from Islamabad.
Monday's four-nation talks in the Pakistani capital were the first of a series planned for this month to define a roadmap and create conditions for reviving the Afghan peace process. Pakistan's foreign policy adviser, Sartaj Aziz, told the delegates at the opening session he was confident they would be able to evolve an efficient procedural framework with realistic and flexible targets.
The primary objective of reconciliation process is to create conditions to bring the Taliban group to the negotiating table and offer them incentives that can persuade them to move away from using violence as a tool for pursuing political goals.
Aziz warned attaching demands to the start of the process would be counterproductive. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Critics also note the Afghan government has not yet indicated what political and economic incentives it may offer for the Taliban to quit violence and engage in a productive peace process. This